Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by my phenomenal and dynamic co-host, Miss Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. It is Mind Shift Monday already. We are excited to be here with another phenomenal guest that is going to be joining us later on in the show. But for those of you that are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, I want to say thank you and welcome to Mind Shift. We're glad that you're here with us. This show is for you. It's for people that are looking to grow in every area of their lives. And whether you're looking to grow personally, professionally, spiritually, maybe you just want some information on health and wellness, whatever it may be, this is a place where we have mind-shifting conversations. We have conversations that create paradigm shifts, so we help you to have that mind shift to experience success on a totally different level, new levels and new heights of success. So thank you for being here with us tonight. We encourage you to make sure that you always join in on the conversation. You can join in the chat room, and that's open here shortly on Blog Talk Radio. Also, we encourage you to connect with us at mindshifttalkradio.com. You can go to Mind Shift Talk Radio, find out more about the show. You can find out more about us, and you can stay connected. So make sure you're always up to date with the latest guests and the topics that we'll be discussing here at Mind Shift. So thank you for those of you tuning in live to the live show. And also, kudos to those of you that will be listening to the replay, because I'm sure several of you will be sharing this replay with your friends and family members and all the wonderful people in your lives. So if you have any questions, any comments, if you want to take part in tonight's conversation, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. Again, the number is 347-989-0206, and the chat room is now open. So without any further ado, I do want to go ahead and bring my co-host, my partner in success and crime sometimes, to the line, Sister Big Bones. What's going on, sis? Welcome to Mind Shift.
Happy Mind Shift Monday to you, Stacey.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm excited, right? You know, I get bubbly. Every time I hear our theme song come on, I get, like, real pumped up, and I start dancing in my seat.
Yeah. I do the wop with my head and side to side.
Yes. I'm telling you, we have, like, one of the coolest songs. And I'm really excited about tonight because this show is actually being featured for the second week in a row on Blog Talk Radio. Yay!
Oh, my
God. We need to let applause. Right. But this time we've even... Went, oh, wow, really? Okay. This week we've taken this step further. We're moving on up, you know, like the Jeffersons, and we're one of the staff picks because of our, I'm telling you, this is a mind-shifting guest that we have on here this week, I tell you that much. But we're not going to talk too much about him yet because, as always, we want to go ahead and give you guys a recap of last week's show. So for those of you that, unfortunately, we're not able to join us last week. Don't worry about it. You can still get all the great mind-shifting convo from last week's guest, Mr. Bob Berg, was in the house.
He was.
And,
he did that.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, he did do that. But they put a little stank on it, didn't he? But that show is available for replay on our website, so you can go to mindshifttalkradio.com, click on the archives, you'll see his bio, as well as his link for his show and his books. He's another amazing author and speaker, and there were so many great takeaways. I don't know, do you have, like, any particular favorite part from the show, sis? Because I know I had a whole list of things he was covering.
I just like the whole idea of being a goal giver and focusing on giving versus getting. I think that I've reaped the rewards of that, and I love it. It's phenomenal.
Definitely. And for those of you that are not clear exactly what we talked about last week, basically, Bob was here. He has, like, Juanita just said his book is The Goal Giver. That's one of the books that he's written. He's written and co-written several books, actually, available on Amazon. Excuse me, and they're also on that page on MindShift Talk Radio if you want to look at any of those. But he talked about the Goal Giver concept, and in his book he talks about the five laws of stratospheric success. And so we just went a little deeper into each of those five laws or those five principles. And, you know, we like to call them success principles because truly that is what they were or that's what they are. And like you said, the goal giver piece, you know, going away from being that goal taker to being that goal giver. And then he had so many nuggets he was dropping. It was just like I couldn't keep up. And the great thing, I think the best part about it for me was that although he was sharing all this great information that can help you in different areas of your life, he was still so down to earth and fun.
Yeah.
And, right, that's what we like to do on the show. We have fun.
Very personable. Yep, and fun and funny, yes.
Yes, you know, like we say on the well, we say on our front page when you go to the website, you know, it's like mind shifting convos, but there is some humor here, and you know, we try to keep it kosher and we do our best to be on our best behavior.
Speak for yourself.
Well, yeah, and I try to be on the best behavior for you, so I try to cover you as well. You know, keep you under this covering. Right?
Oh,
but, yeah, please forgive her.
Yes.
We're going to have to start playing like a disclaimer before you come on the air.
Wow.
But it's fun, guys. You know, we're family. It's all fun here. It's a lot of fun when you're growing, you know, when you're getting the nuggets you need, you're getting the tools that you need, you're feeling empowered, you're feeling encouraged, you're feeling motivated. Who doesn't have fun doing all that great stuff?
Fun.
So. That was it. And I don't want to take too much time going up over last week's show, only because, like I said, guys, we have another amazing show lined up for you guys tonight. I think this guest is going to be a little funny just based on the conversations we've had with him as well. So we're going to try to be good, and we don't want to rub off the bad way and, you know, have a negative influence on him because he's here to put a positive influence on us. So we're going to go ahead and get started with this. Did I miss anything from last week before we bring our guest out, though? I think I covered it all.
I think you could. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So for this week's guest, our guest is none other than another phenomenal author and speaker, Mr. Simon T. Bailey. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with Simon T. Bailey, oh, yeah, that was a clap. Okay, we got to get that applause together.
Yeah.
for those of you that are not familiar with him, no, you're not living under a rock, but close to it. But Simon T. Bailey is a compelling thought catalyst whose vision is to inspire 10% of the 7 billion on the planet to release their brilliance and create the future. Organizations around the world recognize him as a high-impact business thinker who keenly understands the needs of his audiences, and individuals from around the world look to him for personal mentoring. So you guys are able to connect with, you know, a world-sought mentor and author and speaker tonight on MindShift Talk Radio. Always solution-oriented, Simon challenges everyone to find and ignite the spark of brilliance that they carry inside and then provides the tools needed to get radiant results. He's a leader of learning, inspiring thousands of readers with his breakout masterpiece, Release Your Brilliance, which was published by HarperCollins. His highly anticipated new book that we'll be discussing tonight, The Vujade Moment, Shift from Average to Brilliant, invites readers to shift their thinking, having that mind shift, creating a disruption from the norm that ignites creativity, drives productivity, and increases accountability, which we all need. And on a personal note, Simon resides in Orlando, Florida, where he enjoys spending time with his lovely wife, Renee, their children, Daniel, Madison, and their dog, Max, a teacup Maltese. That's just too cute. So without any further ado, we want to introduce you all to tonight's guest, Mr. Simon T. Bailey. Simon, welcome to MindShift Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Good
hello.
To be with you.
It's hey. Great to have you here.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me. It's good to be in the land of the living.
Now, you heard the disclaimer before. You know, we just have to ask for forgiveness in advance. If we see anything a little crazy or if we get a little too goofy, this excites us. We have fun with it.
Oh, it's all good. I don't get out much, so it's all good. I'll try to be on my best behavior.
I know that I went ahead and read, just a great bio for you, Simon, and wanted to make sure that our listeners know exactly who you are, but I don't know if there's anything I may have missed, and if so, please feel free to tell the listeners who you are.
Sure. So, originally from Buffalo, New York, go Bills! This could be the year! I'm sorry, I get excited. I get a little excited. But I worked for Disney for a number of years and left Disney about 10 years ago to travel over to almost six continents, touching over 1 million-plus people with this whole concept of releasing your brilliance and having a Vujade moment. And I believe that you don't get a do-over. This is it. You have to make it happen. So I find a way to laugh every day, smile, have fun, because that's what it's all about.
Definitely. Well, we agree. So we endorse that message, and you haven't even gotten started yet. So moving on, we have you here because we definitely want to hear more about this new, highly anticipated book, The Vujade Moment, Shifting from Average to Brilliant. I love the title in itself. And so,
Thank you. Of course,
you know, the first question has to be, what is the Vujade Moment?
So everyone listening to us, and both of you are familiar with déjà vu. Déjà vu is a French word that first appeared in the 1900s, and it means you've already seen it. So if you go to movies, you know, there are some movies that you've seen that you can almost track where the movie is going because it has a feeling of déjà vu. Vujade simply means you've never seen it, but you intend to create it. And Vujade is the invitation to grab hold to the steering wheel of your life and drive into your future instead of being driven by everything and everyone.
I like that. And you know, that reminds me of something that there was a discussion we had this week on Facebook. Same thing that you talked about the Vujade moment, when we were talking about how, just like you said, we're the drivers in this situation and how we can't allow our environments to create us, but we have to create our environment. So, okay, I'm definitely excited about what you're going to be sharing with us tonight about the book. So before we move any further, why don't you tell us, why did you write this book? What inspired you to write The Vujade Moment?
Well, I was in Paris a few years ago with a client, and after I had finished my business with him, I decided to take the subway into Paris and actually go to the Eiffel Tower. And instead of taking the elevator up in the Eiffel Tower, I decided to take the stairs. And as I was climbing the stairs, I was like, this is absolutely crazy. I'm like, I could have just taken the elevator, but here I am walking all the way up the stairs, and I'm actually videotaping different snippets that I've uploaded to YouTube as I ascend the stairs. Well, all of a sudden, I get to the level that I was trying to get to, and I'm like, that wasn't so hard. But what I was complaining about was feeling that I couldn't do it. Why was I doing it this way when I could have taken the easier route? And that's when I had the epiphany that when it's time for you to go to another dimension, you will reach a place where you become uncomfortable being comfortable. So my comfort was the elevator, but being uncomfortable was the stairs. And that's when I had the Vujade moment in Paris, and I said, wait a minute, everybody has got to come to a place where they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're tired of opening the refrigerator door, closing it back, not taking anything out, because it's not the hunger of food that you want. It's the hunger in your soul that is empty, that's sick and tired of being frustrated. And what you have to realize is that frustration is a gift. Frustration is an invitation that you are getting ready to set it off and take it to another level.
That's powerful. Now, I know, Sister Big Bones, I know you just put a post in the chat room that you're taking copious notes tonight. Do you have any questions based on what you've heard so far?
I'm still writing my notes. I got to you become uncomfortable being comfortable. So I'm like, man, I got to listen to this replay already. Wait.
That's why I just paused right there, because I knew you were taking your notes, so just in case you wanted to add Simon.
Why did you write the Mujahide moment?
I wrote the Mujahide moment because when I really looked at my life, I was used to the routine. I was used to being comfortable, and things would come to me easy. And then all of a sudden, when I looked at my book of business, and I hadn't really been putting the hard work in, I said, "Rut-row, it's time to do something different. What's happening here?" And what I really realized, there was no one else to blame but myself. I had to look in the mirror, and I had to take personal responsibility for where I was in life. And what I realized, whatever you don't deal with will eventually deal with you. So when I looked in the mirror, I said, wait a minute, there are some things I need to address. And it was that moment when I said, it is time to shift gears. It's time to unleash the inner salmon to swim upstream. It's time to go in another direction, because if I continue to do what everybody else has done, I don't necessarily get their results. I get the results that I'm generating. So I really had to have a very hard conversation with me, myself, and I, and really decide that if I don't embrace what I would call the Mujahide moment, creating my future, what will happen is when I arrive into the future, I call it today. But everything that I did yesterday meets me in the future and says, welcome, we've been waiting for you. So what am I doing to own the moment? How do I show up in the moment? Have you ever been talking to somebody and it seems like they're there, but they're not there? They're not present to the moment. So what I really realized just in my own life, I was there, and when people asked me, how are you doing, I would give them the screensaver face, and I would say, fine. You know, the lights were on, but nobody was home. You know, one fry short of a picnic. And what I really realized is that I needed to slow down, and I needed to get really honest with myself and embrace the moment that I was in, put my raw truth on the table, and then step up.
Wow, I got to unleash your inner salmon. That's good.
I like that. Now, for some of us, you know, some of us are a little slower than others, and I'm speaking for myself right now. But when you're talking about the Mujahide moment and you're talking about what inspired you to write it, can you give us a few everyday examples of exactly what is the Mujahide moment?
All right, so let me give you some business examples, and then I'll bring it a little bit closer to home. So when you look at the iPhone or the iPad, but we'll take the phone for a moment, do you realize that 5-6 years ago, the word apps was never in the lexicon of our everyday pop culture language? So a phone was a phone was a phone. Well, Apple took the phone that everybody understood, and they decided to Mujahide it. I'm paraphrasing. So when another iPhone user connects with another iPhone user, and if you strike up a conversation, ultimately, and you're talking about perhaps your phone, you'll say, what apps do you have on the phone? And then all of a sudden, they'll start to share, well, do you have this app? No, I've got this app. Do you have this app? And the conversation is never about the phone. It's about the apps. So Apple said, how do we take the phone and how do we see it differently? How do we create a conversation? And obviously they've leveraged that into iPad and everything else that they do. Another example of Mujahide is Zappos.com, which obviously was acquired and purchased by Amazon, where you can order anything in the world through Zappos.com. Their Mujahide is they will hire people. They will train them for 4 weeks on the Zappos way. After training them for 4 weeks, if they do not understand how Zappos wants things done, Zappos will pay them $2,000 to leave. When in the history of the world or business have you ever heard of a company paying people $2,000 to leave after 4 weeks? Where's the Mujahide? It's very simple. Zappos understands that corporate turnover costs $140 billion a year. So they understand that it's cheaper to lose someone on the front end than to keep them on the back end and that person loses a customer. It's total Mujahide. It's about how do I see the future now. Now, a personal example. I was talking with a lady that I was doing some coaching, some mentoring, and she told me that she had grown up in a company where most of what she had done had been on the audit side of the business. But her boss came to her and said, there is a marketing role available, and we would like for you to take this marketing position. And she said, well, wait a minute, you know, I'm analytical, very left brain, very detailed, auditing, don't really know about marketing. Well, she decided to bougie her career. And to this day, going over to marketing has been probably a blessing in disguise for her, because she's been able to take her analytical technical ability and bring it to a marketing discipline, and it has now positioned her not only to have be tapped on the shoulder to be considered for other opportunities, but she's able to become a hybrid of everything she had done on the audit side. She can now totally leverage that on the marketing side. It's total bougie. It's looking at, how do I look at my future and decide that I can create it? No one can create it for me.
I like that. And I do want to talk more about that. But before we go there, I do want to let our listeners know, for those of you that are just tuning in, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. And tonight we are joined by the phenomenal keynote speaker and author, Mr. Simon T. Bailey, and he's discussing his latest project, The Bougie Day Moment, Shift from Average to Brilliant. And so I know just now you were giving us some everyday examples of the Bougie Day Moment. And let me go on to the next one before I go there, because I have a ton of questions. I'm going to save those for later.
Right, but he said he was going to give us some personal ones, too.
Right.
Well,
so
he talked about the lady and her business. Oh, okay. Yes. See, I'm already ahead of you.
See,
okay, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm so excited. I'm writing all this stuff down. Go ahead.
So the other reason why people have the bougie day, from a personal standpoint, average is over. The days of being average are done. Average people show up. Brilliant people add value. Average people wait to be told what to do. Brilliant people literally say, I'm going to take it to the next level. I'm not going to wait to be tapped on the shoulder. Average people work a job. Brilliant people create a role. So ultimately, the deliverable or the return on investment of having the bougie day moment is that I create the role. I become the CEO of Me Incorporated. I understand that as the country begins to emerge from this economic tsunami, that ultimately I am the economy. That if I have to protect the economy that is between my ears. And when I protect that economy, I understand how to shift. And shift means see how I fit today. When I understand how I fit today, I am relevant in every economy.
Wow. That's good stuff.
I'm still writing that one down. I'm writing that shift down. I've got to use that one. See how I fit today.
Just make sure you hook a brother up with a little credit now. Hook a little brother.
Hey,
oh.
Always. I promise I won't plagiarize. I promise I won't. I love
you
that.
Can
see
Simon,
how
Simon
I
T said.
Can I? Okay, Simon T says. I'm trying to think. Now, sister, was that enough for personal examples for you, or do you need another personal example of a bougie day moment?
I'm going to come back. I'm going to want some more later.
All right, great. So let's see, moving on with this, and oh gosh, I'm already going ahead of myself, but how can those that are listening right now, and even those that are going to be listening to the replay later, but how can the listeners implement the bougie day moment into their personal and professional lives? You gave us examples, but how can we incorporate that into our own lives?
Okay, principle number one that I teach in the bougie day moment, there are 7 principles. Principle number one is to see differently. Seeing differently is understanding, what do I want? That's question number one. Question number two, where am I going? Question number three, why am I doing this? So, number one, what do I want? Where am I going? Why am I doing this? Those questions allow you to begin to see differently. Now, let me anchor it with a quote. Edie Widener, who was one of the youngest women at the age of 29 ever elected to a Fortune 500 board, made this quote. She said, most people know so much about what they know that they are the last to see the future differently. because they're caught up in, here's the way I've always done it. So when I ask you the questions, if you believe in the Socratic method of learning, because the answer is in the question, when I answer the question, what do I want, you're really, really getting close to the reason why you're here. Because if you don't know why you're here, then you succumb and to buy into everybody else's vision, okay? So you have to see differently. And then that third question, the why am I doing this, is to really realize that 30 years ago, a number of people went to work and they settled for a chair, a check, and a cup of coffee and cubicle farm, and they woke up 30 years later and said, this doesn't quite work for me, because they never got really honest about why am I doing this. Okay, so when you begin to answer those questions, they begin to help you see differently. Okay, shall we go on to principle number two?
Definitely.
Okay, so principle number two is harness the power of you incorporated. Whenever Wall Street analyzes a stock, Wall Street issues a buy, hold, or sell based on where they see that market, sector, or industry going. When individuals who either work for themselves, or even they work for an organization, or even those who might be in transition, what you have to understand is everything that you have in your portfolio, your education, your experience, your relationships, your know-how, your ideas, your innovation, all of those things contribute to you being the CEO of your portfolio. Now, if Wall Street can analyze a stock and determine what the value of that stock is, the question you have to ask yourself is, what's the value of my stock based on where I am? A lady was being interviewed a few years ago, and a person called to get a reference on her, and the person on the other line said, yeah, I'll be happy to give a reference. And they said, well, she told us that she had 25 years of experience. And the person giving the reference said she had 1 year of experience repeated 25 times. There's a huge difference.
Wow.
So when you understand harnessing the power of you incorporated, it's one thing to be somewhere. It's another thing to add value. There's a difference between being busy and being effective. Busy people always say, I have so much to do, I'm overwhelmed. But effective people realize that they have to be stewards of their time and their energy. And when you're stewards of your time and energy, as the CEO of your incorporated, you are very careful in how you deploy, catch it, not employ, how you deploy your energy into activities that drive the greatest results. So from a practical standpoint, everyone listening to us, what is the 80% of the things you do? What's the 20% that drives the 80% of what you do? What are those activities? What are those relationships? What are those connections that drive the 80%? So being harnessing the power of you incorporated is really understanding that every 90 days I need to have a personal board of directors meeting with 3 to 5 people that have a core competency or core skill set that I don't have, so that as we come into a relationship, we relate to the cargo in the ship. As we come into a relationship, they can begin to challenge how we think, so that we might come to a Bouchardet moment and say, wait, this works, this doesn't work. And if this doesn't work, I need to let it go. Okay? How are we doing so far?
We're doing great. I'm loving that, and I have some more to say to that. But, yeah, let's go for the next one.
Okay, principle number three. Principle number three is, how do I begin to ignite a fresh vision? Helen Keller once said that the greatest tragedy in life is not blindness. The greatest tragedy in life is to have sight but no vision. So if I am to ignite a fresh vision and really have that Bouchardet moment, where in my life have things become stale, stuck, and spiritless? And how do I really begin to tap into the thing that I want the most? Now, from a practical standpoint, some of the questions that you have to really ask yourself is question number one, what makes me tick? Because when I ask myself that question, what makes me tick, what I'm really saying, here are my strengths, as Marcus Buckingham would say. I would say, here's my area of brilliance. Here's my sweet spot. Here's what I do really, really well. So when I want to ignite a fresh vision, I'm asking myself, what makes me tick? But then I begin to look at my entire life and say, in time past, where have I had the greatest impact? And what did that do for me personally, professionally, spiritually, financially? And what is it that I need to do to have more of that in my life? So if I'm going to ignite my fresh vision, it's not something that I do outside of myself. It's something that happens on the inside of me. And when I understand igniting a fresh vision is really about having an alignment of head, heart, and hands. And when my head, heart, and hands are on the same page, my feet will follow.
Awesome. So we got principle 1, 2, and 3. We're going to pause right there just to remind everyone that they're
listening. Yep.
Oh, yep. Just to remind everyone that they're listening to MindShift Talk Radio. Tonight, our special guest is Simon T. Bailey. And if you're just tuning in, he is phenomenal, amazing, and just a wealth of wisdom right now. And those that are not, you're welcome to call us at 347-989-0206 if you have any questions, and we'll try to get you in queue. Okay. So you went through the first three principles. What's number four, Simon?
Now, the fourth principle is fuel your mind. So one of the things you can quickly begin to see that everything is kind of based on a car metaphor as it relates to the Vujardin moment, shift from average to brilliant. So when I say fuel your mind, the greatest asset that you have, this asset is more important than the car you drive. It's more important than the house you live in. It's more important than your retirement plan. Your bank account is more important than your investments. It's the asset called your confidence, which grows as a result of what you're putting in your mind. So one of the things we have to think about, there are almost 60,000 thoughts that pass through our mind on a daily basis. Research says that 60% of the 60,000 thoughts are often negative. Dr. Barbara Fredrickson, scholar out of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, in her book Positivity, says for every one negative deposit that a person receives, they need three positive deposits to negate the one negative deposit. So when I talk about fueling your mind, it really comes down to what is feeding you? Because leaders are readers, and readers are leaders. It is difficult to lead if you are not feeding yourself with the proper seeds that will allow you to grow. So what is it that allows you to stretch yourself beyond where you were the year prior? Because if you're still asking the same questions this year that you were asking last year, then the ultimate question is, how much have you grown? But there should be a question that emerges from you every single time when you are really true with yourself that says it's time to grow. It's time to sometimes be replanted in a new garden of thinking so a sprinkler system of thoughts can begin to influence how you show up. So how are you feeding your mind? So let's get some practical things. Who are the relationships that you have? Because people are like elevators. They take you up and they take you down. So when you look at your relationships, sometimes you can have a 50 by 60 dream, but you are associating with 8 by 10 thinkers. So if I'm going to move into my destiny and have the Vujardin moment, I have to consider my relationships. The second thing I have to begin to be mindful of is specifically when I study, what is my preferred method of learning? Am I a visual learner? Am I a hands-on learner? Am I an auditory learner? And how am I receiving things into my beingness that allows me to grow? And then finally, number three, as it relates to fuel your mind, principle number four is, what is it that I'm going to do to be local but think global? And what that simply means is I need to get a passport, I need to get out of my mental zip code, and I need to see the world for what I will discover in going there. Let me give you a point in case. One of my books, Release Your Brilliance, has been released in Spanish. And I didn't really know any Spanish, but I was going to Lima, Peru, Bogota, Colombia, and Buenos Aires, Argentina. And I said, I need to connect with these individuals who have brought me over to share my book, Release Your Brilliance. And the Spanish name is Revalitude Brillo. So I stood up and I said, Hola, amigos, mi nombre es Simon T. Bailey, tus eres brillante, which simply means, hello, my name is Simon T. Bailey, you are brilliant. And what I realized is it wasn't that difficult for me to learn that. I just had to stretch myself, get out of my comfort zone, get up off my blessed assurance and say, you can learn this. So I reached out to some friends, and they said, here's what you need to do. So in that way, I was fueling my mind to say, you know what, I can learn this language. And at the end of the presentation, I said, te quiero mucho, which means I love you in Spanish. So we all can do some things that allows us to stretch and grow.
That's awesome. And just in your case in point about the Spanish piece is, I worked in North Carolina, so love the UNC Chapel Hill, but live in Atlanta, so I'm in the Carolinas during the week, and I'm in the ATL on the weekend. But it's a 6-hour drive one way, so I purchased a Spanish CD, and so I'm learning Spanish in the car on the way on my commute back and forth. That's awesome. Wow.
Well, let me add just another little piece to the whole few in your mind. I think there are many people who are in transition right now in this economy, and one of the things I want them to think about is to get into the habit of being talkative. Talk to everyone you know about opportunities. Find those who are friendly and they have a network plugged into them. But I know because you guys have had Bob Berg on, Bob is a friend, I know that Bob would have said, help someone else get what they need. So you may be interested look for another opportunity. Why don't you pay it forward and help someone else? And then the other thing is, the next time you're at a business setting, don't be so quick to give out your business card and collect business cards. Walk in with a mission and a strategy in mind that you're going to do take five. And take five is the five fingers on your hand. I want you to establish five relationships and get five business cards instead of 20 business cards. And determine that within 24 to 72 hours, you will send either a personal handwritten note, you will call, leave a voicemail message, or you will send a video email that's free through iJot.com, E-Y-E-J-O-T. So determine, if I'm going to fuel my mind, what is it that I can do to find five relationships that I can pour into that I'm not necessarily looking for anything in return, but there's something that I can give to that person that will help them grow.
Awesome. So five, not 25. The focus is quality, not quantity, when networking.
Right.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Stacey?
No, I was actually a little concerned. I was a little concerned when he started off with saying raise five fingers. I was like, okay, where is he going with this? You know, so I was a little concerned, Simon. You had me scared for a moment. I was like, okay, I understand now. But, no, I definitely agree with that concept. I think especially as a salesperson, and I know how in so many different organizations we're taught to just hustle, 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 and, you know, be on the grind, have that grind mentality. And so many people get it confused and feel like you just have to pretty much get everyone into your pipeline, you know, and you want to get this, build this huge funnel. But again, like you said, it's not so much about the quantity of people, it's about the quality. And whether we're talking about, you know, from a sales perspective, even when we're talking about personal lives, you know, I thought about what you were saying, and that even works from a personal perspective when you're thinking about the people that you allow into your life, the people that you allow into your circle. You know, I know as kids and as adolescents, we're so focused on being popular. You know, many of us want to have all the friends, and we want to be known by everyone on campus and so forth. And as we get older, we see that the things that our parents told us several years ago about friendships and the quality of friendships starts to become true. You know, we start to realize it on our own that it's not so much about having 100 people in your phone book, but it's about having those quality people in your phone book that you can call. I remember over a year ago, we had Chris Gloss, the Possibilitarian, was here, and you know, he did a call to action, and he said, you know, I challenge everyone, excuse me, to look in your phone and look at the last 5 people, the last 10 people that you've talked to, and that tells you a lot about who you are, but also about where you're going. You know, when you look at the individuals that you have in your phone book and the people that you're having conversations with. And so, you know, I just took what you said from it, and I'm just trying to take every principle that you're sharing and looking at it from a professional perspective, but also a personal perspective, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
All right.
But
now,
sorry,
I got
we don't mean to interrupt.
And he said he had seven.
Right. So we're going to keep going.
Yeah, you hush up and let him talk. Thanks.
Okay. Sorry.
So principle number five, and granted, for everyone that's listening to us, I mean, I'm just giving them not even a scratch in the surface of the whole concept, but this will give them just a taste of what it is. So principle number five is take the wheel. My wife and I and the kids, we are big beach people living here in Florida. So to relax, we like to go to the beach. And we're driving to the beach not too long ago. And for a guy, sometimes your wife will give you that look that says, now you know you just missed the exit. You are going in the wrong direction. Just man up, turn around, eat your peas, and say, I missed the exit. I should have got off there. But no, I had keep going. So I drive about 30 miles in the wrong direction. Finally, I have to make a U-turn and come back. But if I only would have asked for help, she would have been willing to help me. But no, I had to be the man. So the next day, I'm sitting on the beach and I have a little non-alcoholic beverage with a little pink umbrella in it. And I'm thinking, I'm like, what happens in life when people are heading in a certain direction, but they never make the U-turn? And when I say U-turn, Y-O-U, U-turn. Mm-hmm. So then the question is, how do you know when it's time to make that brilliant U-turn? Well, some of the telltale signs is your zest for adventure is gone, and you don't know where it went. You'll start a project, but for some reason you can't finish it. You've been working to create a business, and it seems like you start, you stop, you start, and stop. You're in a dead-end relationship. No energy, no fun, no mutual respect. It's time to make a U-turn. You are the one who's always giving but never receiving. It's time to make a brilliant U-turn. You dread going home. You dread leaving home. You interact with an association that you are now ashamed to be a part of. It's time to make a U-turn. Your environment lacks energy, peace, and fun. Your employer has laid off people, and now you are doing the job of 5 to 7 people. It's time to make a brilliant U-turn. Your job is just a job. There's no fulfillment. There's no satisfaction. You're just on the treadmill, and the only reason you are there is because you still need the money. Is it time to make a brilliant U-turn? So when I talk about principle number five in taking the wheel, it's that invitation to say, if this is the life that I have, where do I need to make a brilliant U-turn?
Self-analysis. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just getting my notes down, Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the pause there. I don't want to miss it. Okay.
Sure. Sure. So principle number six is this whole thing of how do I begin to engage my gears? When you understand Vujadeh, you'll come to a place realizing that it is about disruption. How do I understand that change is my friend, not my foe? Change is a brilliant opportunity to grow. So if I am to engage my gears, my intellect, my ability, my talent, my gifting, my assignment, the purpose, the reason why I showed up at the universe in the 21st century, why is it that I wasn't born in the 18th century? It's because you are not needed. You're needed now. So when you understand how to engage your gears, one of the things you realize is that you must fight the gravitational pull to be average. There is a vortex that sucks people in that says, don't rock the boat, go along to get along, be nice, and develop a fixed pie mindset. The fixed pie mindset says that there's only so much of the pie to go around. And if I give away my piece to you, I lose, you gain. But people who operate in an abundant mindset, when they engage their gears, say, how do I share the pie? Because together, the sum is greater than the parts, the power of synergy. So when I really understand how to engage my gears, I really fight the gravitational pull to be average, and I begin to challenge myself to never settle for the status quo, but to always ask, why are we doing this, and is there a better way? Okay? And then now taking a little bit deeper, and let's say if we were to kind of action plan and give you the visual of how do I engage my gears, for those who are listening to us, you can draw three columns. Column number one is deja vu. Column number two is vuja de. And column number three is so what? So deja vu is to really look at and say, what is it that I'm doing that's not working? Then column number two is vuja de, so what am I going to do to make it work? And then column number three, the so what or why, so why do I need to vuja de? Okay? Now, I'll stop there because obviously there's principle number seven, which is the most powerful principle, but you'll have to get the book to see what principle number seven is.
Oh, man, dude, how you do?
Now, my mama didn't raise no fool now.
Say that. Say that. Wow.
I have my three columns, and I just want to make sure I have this right, Simon. Okay, so I know on the deja vu part, you know, we're looking at what's wrong, you know, the things that are not going well. And then on the vuja de, you said that's where we're going to talk about, or that's where we're going to look and say, okay, what am I going to do? So that's where we're getting in the driver's seat at this point, and we're making the changes. As India Ari said, we're heading in the right direction here, right? And then can you explain the so what piece for me? And I think I kind of missed something there on the so what piece.
So the so what is, so why do I need to vuja de? Why do I need to fix the deja vu? And so that third column is, why do I think I need to take this step to get better? So literally what you're doing is, that third column is to hold yourself accountable, and this is just not an exercise that you do, but it's not a way of life. And so every place you go, you should say, where's the vuja de? Where's the innovation? Where's the creativity? Where's the freshness? So let me give you an example. If you ever go to Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, as those of you who are listening to us right now know, that the burger and fry space is pretty crowded. But here's what Five Guys Burgers and Fries has done. You order your burger, you order your fries, you pay for it. You're watching your order being assembled, and then at the end, they give you a scoop of fries in a cup. But then they take out a little scooper, and they scoop up some additional fries, they dump them into your bag, and it becomes literally like a Krispy Kreme donut moment, hot fries now. Because you're like, some extra fries, and I didn't have to pay any more money for it. Now, you're probably saying, that's great. Where's the whole vuja de? What they did is, I actually think you pay for the fries on the front end, but because it comes on the back end after you paid, it gives the appearance like they gave you something extra, a value add. So when you think of the vuja de moment, you really say, what's my value add? What's the wow? What is it, the thing that will get people talking about the experience that I've created for them?
I like that. And I like the way you close it with the value piece, because at first when you were describing it, and that's why I asked for clarification, because it sounds kind of like, you know, for those of us in the sales world, it's kind of like that whiffle statement, you know, that what's in it for me deal. You know, why do I need to change, and what am I going to get out of this? But when you talk about the value piece, and, you know, it made sense, and it was great. It was a great place for you to put it. I like the position where you use that, because it reminded me of what Bob said last week when you talked about how Bob continuously talks about the value. And one thing that he said last week that was profound for me that I had to share was when he said that, you know, compensation is an echo of value. And so I like the way that you tie that value piece back into it. So it's not so much about what we're going to get out of it, but what can we provide to someone else. And that's the driver for, I guess that's what makes you want to drive. You know, when you say have that vuja de moment, that's the ignition. You know, that's what ignites you to want to drive in a different direction. So thank you for the clarification. I needed that.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. And in just your experience in sharing this with others, what has been the challenge for them to grasp or to implement this and to just make this as a part of their everyday life and their norm?
Number one, to get out of their way. Number two, to follow through, execute, stay the course correct. Don't beat yourself up. Celebrate when you do it right. Pause when you need to pause. Okay. I think the last thing is this whole thing of, you know, when a rubber band is stretched, it never returns to its original form or shape. But sometimes you can be stretched, but you return to an environment that doesn't get you. So how do I ensure that I put myself in an environment that is supportive of me doing things that are preventive? So, for instance, a person wants to lose weight. If they want to lose weight, they go to the health club, not just the restaurant, because you can't do pushbacks from the table at the restaurant. You have to put yourself into an environment that is conducive to where you're trying to go.
Awesome. That's it's like convicting for me because You Incorporated is one of the books I looked at on my shelf before heading back to North Carolina today.
I need to finish
looking inside it. I've looked in it, you know, taken some notes, but not really read through it and applied it. So, yeah, you are speaking to me. And I need to definitely get out of my way.
Well, it is a pleasure to serve you, ladies, for sure.
We appreciate it. Thank you. So I know we're coming up to the end of the hour, and we have to let you go, Simon. But just really quick, I know, but really quick, for those of you that are, you know, probably late tuning in, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Warren. And we have just been so blessed by the phenomenal Mr. Simon T. Bailey discussing the Vujade moment. And you see he left us hanging at that sixth principle. We could not get number seven. We have to purchase the book, but of course that's what we're supposed to do. So we want to go ahead and get this book, not only because we heard these great tips here tonight, but we want to make sure that we have the whole tool in our arsenal. We want to have all our tools in our arsenal, our success tools. And, you know, of course, if you're listening to Mindshift Talk Radio, it's because you are interested in your personal growth and development, and you're committed to your personal growth and development. So we encourage you to go ahead and go to our website, which is mindshifttalkradio.com. You can go ahead and click on the link for guest info, and you will see our featured guest of this week, Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And this week he's been discussing, you know, his latest project, but you've heard him reference some of the other works and the other successful books that he's written as well, like Release Your Brilliance. And there's also one on there that I like, which is Success is an Inside Job. And so definitely go and check it out at Mindshift Talk Radio. Also, Simon, I know we're coming up to the end, and people are going to want to get in touch with you. They're going to want more of Simon T. Bailey. So where are some other places they can purchase a copy of the book and find out information about you?
Yes, they can go to Amazon.com and just put in my name. All of our books will come up. And they can go to SimonTBailey.com to sign up for our newsletter and to find out how we are making a brilliant difference in the world and how we can best serve them on the road to brilliance.
And, Simon, I know that you also have a newsletter that's available on your website. What's some of the stuff that you share with those that are going to sign up for your newsletter? What's some of the tips you share?
I really try to give people personal tips that will help them do a 360-degree review of their life, personally, professionally, spiritually, all the core areas of their life. So my blog actually is up weekly. So every Monday the blog is up, and it equips them with tips, tools, and techniques that they can apply on the job, driving better customer service, or in thinking about just being a better person overall in life.
Awesome. So you guys have heard him. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard Mr. Simon T. Bailey. Definitely encourage you to go check him out, follow him, join him, be his friend, sign up for the newsletter at SimonTBailey.com. I'm telling you, you got to get this inspiration every single week, especially, you know, when we say that we're committed and we talk about, you know, we've said this so many times, we get on these shows, we listen to these shows, we read these books, you know, we get in those circles, we network and so forth, but really at the end of the day, it's about us taking action, and it's about us being committed to moving forward. And so, you know, definitely encourage you to make sure that you're staying connected. We appreciate you guys tuning in, definitely, and we definitely appreciate you guys just being here to support Mr. Bailey. So, again, Simon, it was an honor and definitely a privilege to have you here with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. What a pleasure to serve you, and certainly don't want this to be the last time.
Oh, no,
absolutely.
It will not be. I'm going to brush up on my Spanish. I heard you and Juanita doing a little bit of the Spanish thing, and, you know, I'm a little jealous. I've been planning on working on it, but I'm inspired now.
Oh, don't hate. Don't hate. Celebrate.
I said I'm a little jealous. I did not say hate.
I had to get some humor in there.
See, and you were doing so well.
I really was.
Shame on you.
Hercules.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Sam, and you take care and be blessed, and we will be in touch with you soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Sis, we have a few minutes. Do you have any final thoughts about tonight's topic?
Yeah, you know, I really feel like I owe our listeners an apology.
Why?
Because clearly these shows are not for them, they're for me.
Don't you love that, though?
Well, it's never done with us in mind. It's like, okay, you know, what can the people use and need? What would be a benefit? But yeah, I promise you, I get just the greatest benefit out of every show. And part of, you know, why I even started listening and continued to listen was because, you know, this is my fuel. This fuels me. It's been a haze. And it's always on time and appropriate. I'm going through some medical things in terms of my blood pressure was like 154 over 100 today. And so, you know, I need to make a U-turn.
Right.
He just provided so much confirmation and things that, you know, he said, get off my blessed assurance. And things I just need to do. So I feel like I owe them an apology because I get so much out of these shows. And it's not it's not like just a show. It's not a performance or a production. It's just ministry, if you will. I love it.
It is such a blessing. And, yeah, I'm sure you don't have to apologize because we all get a little bit of it, you know. So, and there are several of us who needed to hear that message. And that's why we encourage you guys to make sure that you are not holding on to this just for yourself, but that you're sharing this information with your friends and family members. You know, sometimes it's kind of hard to talk to certain people about these topics, and you don't know how to start the conversation. You know, there's other people in our lives and in our circles that need to have those mind shifts, that are in need of those paradigm shifts, and may not necessarily be open, you know, immediately when you approach them. Excuse me. And so that's why we say it's great to be able to say, hey, you know, I listened to this great show the other day. It was really cool. These ladies are funny or whatever it is that you want to share. And just go ahead and, you know, share the website with some people. Let them go there for themselves and see. You know, really it's, our responsibility is just to expose, you know, this information to other people. We can't force anyone, obviously, to change. We can't force people. But in due time, you know, we all get to that point in our lives where we're ready for a change. We're ready to look at ourselves in the mirror, you know, per se, as Sasha discussed tonight, and have that self-analysis and you know, look at the you in the mirror. And so, you know, we definitely encourage you to just share the information with other people and be a blessing to other people. We get blessed here every single week. I'm telling you, the guests that we have here are phenomenal. We learn something new every week. We're like you guys. You know, we're here with our pens and our pieces of paper, and we're taking notes, and we're students to this as well because we're all a work in progress at the end of the day, right? But, again, this show is for everyone that's looking to grow, you know, personally, professionally, spiritually, whatever it may be. And with that being said, I am so stoked about our show that we're going to be having next week. So definitely encourage you guys to make sure that you're staying connected, going to Mindshift Talk Radio, becoming our friend on Facebook at facebook.com. Next week we're going to be joined by my friend, the phenomenal Sherry Darden, the business plan lady. She will be here starting off our small business series. And next week, she's going to take it back to the basics. I mean, she's going to the beginning, and she's going to bring us up, you know, month over month. Next week, she's just going to be talking about what kind of preneur are you. You know, we hear about entrepreneurs. She has a cool little spin on it. You know, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, mypreneurs. You know, this is going to be an opportunity for you to learn where you are and where you need to go to reach that new level of success. So I'm sure you're tuned in to Mindshift Talk Radio every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you're plugged in next week for Miss Sherry Darden. She will be here dropping it. I'm telling you, just nuggets every time she's here. But as always, we wish you guys another phenomenal, blessed,
yes,
amazing week. And make sure that you're with us next week to get your mind shift on. Love you, sis.
Love you more.
All right. Talk to you guys soon. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.